The sun was sinking to the horizon, its mean heat draining away like all that stormwater down the cracks and crevices of the plain. Night gathered around the edges, gibbering of darkness like a Sith, and the cold was creeping in. The senator was right. They shouldn't stay here in the open, not for another night. Two nights were enough. Bale had shrugged the makeshift backpack on again and was watching him closely. Wary, exhausted, ready to fight. So, Obi-Wan, your head's clear? We're going? Yes, they were going, for all the good it would do them. My lightsaber, he said. You still have it? Bale nodded, eyes narrowed. Why? Do you want it back? Of course he wanted it. It was his lightsaber. He was incomplete without it. No, he said. Just keep it safe for me. And keep it close at hand. Bale hesitated, as though he wanted to say something difficult, uncomfortable. Then he shook his head. I will. Now come on. The day's not getting any younger, and neither am I. A flash of humor. An indomitable spirit. Not your everyday common and garden politician. This is an uncommon man, Obi-Wan thought. They fell into step side by side. You know, Bale, he said, striving for lightness, struggling to drown out that whispering voice. It occurs to me you're wasted in the Senate. With a punch like that, you'd make a killing in the ring. Bale looked at him sideways. Sorry, I needed to get your attention. No, don't apologize. You did what you...
Die, Jedi, die.
His knees buckled. He would have fallen, but Bail Organa held him up, held him hard and whispered in his ear, drowning out that other voice. Don't listen to it, Obi-Wan. Don't listen. It's a machine. Ignore the criffing thing and keep on walking. Don't worry. I've got you. I won't let you fall. He kept on walking, the dark side howling in his heart. Sheltered by Zagula's drought-stunted trees, they survived the night. Waking first, just before dawn, cold despite his heat-sealed blanket, Bale stirred up the almost extinct fire, coaxing it to flickering life and adding more fuel. The crackle of flames was almost cheerful. Cheerful, he thought. Now there's a laugh. Curled up on the leaf-littered ground, Obi-Wan still slept. A true sleep at last, after hour upon wearing hour of sliding in and out of wicked dreams. Wrenched with pity, Bale stared down at him. He didn't know for sure how old Obi-Wan was. He'd guessed that maybe 10 years separated them. Now it looked more like 20. As though the Jedi's desperate fight against the Sith's relentless onslaught was gradually stripping him of every adult defense. He was reminded of Alinta. No, he thought, don't think about her. Obi-Wan was so pale now, his face was nearly translucent, the bones of his body moving closer and closer to the surface. The only word Bale could think of, looking at him, was fragile. Obi-Wan Kenobi, fragile. Not even a week ago, he never would have believed it. He could hardly believe it now, though the proof lay before him. But he's not going to die here. I won't let that happen. This man has given his life to the Republic. As the Republic's representative, it's my duty to honor that gift, to not let these Sith destroy him. He still found it hard to reconcile that there were only two of them. Two? How could two of anything wreak so much havoc? And how is it that the Jedi can't stop them, Bale thought. Can the dark side of the Force really be that powerful? It must. I never wanted to know this. I never wanted to know most of the dangerous things that I know now. Before the Separatists, I used to be able to sleep at night. Now, with the things I know, I wonder if I'll ever sleep properly again.